It's the Rangers hosting the Angels. Carlos Gomez would be on tap for a big game. We'll get to him later. But first, it's Yu Darvish facing Mike Trout.
Seventh pitch to Trout. Calhoun taken off. Thumped into the corner in left field. And this is a fair ball. Calhoun hits the bag at third. He's coming home. Here comes a throw to the plate. No tag. He's safe. And it's 1-0 as now Trout into third. And he's safe. Pass Simmons. Luke Roy coming home. Rangers are on the board, and Mazzara with his team-leading 18th RBI makes it now 2-1 Angels.
Well up the middle, but good job by Nomar.
Gomez jumps the first pitch. Trout picking up some speed. Lays out, can't make the catch. Mazzara hits the bag at third. He's coming home. Gomez digging for third. And this game is tied at 2.
A pitching from the windup with a runner on third. I know a lot of guys do it, but you run the risk.
Club, is it fair? Is it foul? This is off the pole for a home run. Now the first pitch, shot, center field. Trout watching the cycle happen. He knows it's his second.
So Carlos Gomez records the second cycle of his career and the 10th in Rangers history as Texas holds on to win it 6-3. Albert Pujols' sac fly in the fourth, the 1,839th RBI of his career, tying Ted Williams for 14th place on the all-time list. The Rangers snapped the Angels' 5-game winning streak on Saturday night thanks to a heroic performance from Carlos Gomez. But there were other factors involved too. Here's the skipper Jeff Banister talking after the win.
What gave you confidence to leave Darvish in there and the bases loaded there?
Well, he's our ace. He'd only given up 3 hits. Really, only, I believe, 2 balls that were hit hard. Stuff was still sharp, still good. I know the pitch count was where it was at, but he's our ace. He's got to be able to pitch out of situations like that.
He had a big night. Gomez hit for the cycle. What do you think the cycle can do for a guy who's looks like he's trending the right way, but was struggling early?
Yeah, Jeff. That obviously the cycle is what it is. It's a special moment. Obviously, they're rare. For I believe it was the second cycle. I think more than anything else, it's where he's seeing the ball. He's putting good swings on the baseball. Fortunate to be able to barrel baseballs all night long. I think it gives guys great confidence when they're in the batter's box. There's a lot of feel good about it. It's just validation of where they are with their swing and what they see.
When you came out, I saw you put your arm around him and say something to him. Do you mind saying what the gist of that was?
Just congratulating him. I mean, there are private moments on a field for players and a manager when he lets them know just how proud they are of them, because I know the work that they put in. I know the challenges that they have, how they grind every day. Just the appreciation of what they do every single day, what they put themselves through in a baseball season. So that's it.
Right before Odor's home run, you had a long conversation with the home plate umpire. Was that about a possible balk?
It's just clarification on a ruling is all.
As far as a balk?
No, no balk, just a clarification on a ruling.
The homer capped a pretty key 2-out rally there. That's something maybe you guys have been missing, stringing together hits like that and getting.
Yeah, it'd been a long time since we'd had some 2-out base hits with runners of score on base, actually, and then runners of scoring position. And something that we'd been missing, something that we were pretty good at last year. It's getting ready to finish a month, first month of the season, and those are things that you look for inside the game. You know that your guys are in a good place, that they've got good approaches, and they're able to find pitches to hit to barrel and drive in runs. I mean, those are key. Those are what put you into winning situations.
Jeff, Darvish's outing today wasn't as efficient as his last outing, but his stuff seemed to be there. But what was your impression on his outing today?
Yeah, just exactly what you said. Look, he had 12 of 25 first pitch strikes, 13 of 25 he was behind, 19 of 25 two strike counts, and you know, we talk about efficiency. He only had three of those three pitch or less situations, and but he did have 9-0-2 opportunities. He was able to record the 10 strikeouts. You know, again, trying to make pitches. Obviously, a team that has seen him before, that trying to make him work. I thought his stuff was electric early. You know, situations were early in the count. He got himself behind, but he was able to come back and grind through, get some strikeouts, get some outs. You know, I think the off-speed stuff, when he challenged the hitters with his off-speed stuff, it was exceptional. The fastball he used to be able to finish off some at-bats. However, it was a high pitch count. It was situation, but there are nights like that that, you know, guys have to, especially elite pitchers like you, that need to be able to put together for his team and for himself when things aren't perfect, when the pitch count is not in his favor, be able to rally up and eliminate the batter for key outs in certain situations, and that's exactly what you was able to do tonight.
Yu Darvish struck out 10 and earned his third win of the season on Saturday. Here's the righty talking about his performance.
It was a really close game today. I didn't want to change anything drastically during the game time and then give up Ryan. Doesn't make sense. So I just wanted to keep pitching, going out there and keep pitching. But I think I got a great, you know, good stuff going today. It's just the command was a little bit off.
The series concludes Sunday. J.C. Ramirez on the hill for the Angels against Martin Perez for the Rangers.